I just wanted to go over just the last points in the Reb Chaim that we're doing in Hilchas Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. The bottom of Lamed Ches on the right hand column, you know, up to Lamed Ches on the left hand column. So, what Reb Chaim showed was from the case of the Chocher that the kinyan, in other words, if you hold yesh kinyan lenochri, so Reb Chaim shows that it's the kinyan nochri in the karka that is a hafka. There is, even though it's a chaloshem Eretz Yisrael, but the kinyan of the nachri in the karka is mafkia the kedusha vis-a-vis mitzvahs. That's what Reb Chaim says first, and that's why he says ulafiza rei shapir shayachach dina the kinyan nachri lafkia sa karka gam mi kedusha sa kula ulashvuye kechutz laretz. In other words, he's showing you that at this point, what you would say, it's logical now, for whatever reasons, he's not giving you the ultimate reason, or where the source is, but he's showing you that a kinyan in the karka can have an effect of hafka of kedusha. And once you say that, so it's theoretically possible that it's mafkia the kedusha sa'aretz kula. It would be a possibility now. Once you're learning that that's how it functions, that the kinyan has an effect, a hafka, in the very karka of Eretz Yisrael. Even though, of course, that's a theoretical, because he really is saying, all you see right now is the, insofar as the peros, and insofar as mitzvos, but the theoretical possibility exists. So that's why he says, "Achein miditzrechinon lekroy did the gunchav admoscha lemeute shel nachrim." Chazina the chol hafafkas kedushu rak mishum dina the degoncha velo daga nachri vaad mascha velo admas nachri. Dehu zed din hamasuya betrumas of meisrus ubikurim echadoma. In other words, what he's saying here is avalo din hafkas ikur kedushas eretz Yisrael shabbat. In other words, he's saying that the fact that the Torah shabal peh is memayet nachri from the goncha and admoscha, it's telling you that the kinyan of a guy is not mafkia the kedusha sa'aretz. It's not mafkia the kedusha sa'aretz, meaning to render it chutz laretz. It's not. But simply it's telling you that the kinyan results in a shame bilus of the guy. And the bilus of a guy is mafkia insofar as chiyuve trumas of maestros. Right, in other words, only the bilus of Yisrael in the Dagon and the Adama in the Karka creates Chiyuve Trumos of Maizros, but not the Bilus of a guy. There's a Hafka that if the Bilus of a guy exists, then there's no Chiyuve Trumos of Maizros that results from that land. And therefore, since that's true, so there's a kasha, of course, on the Rambam, the way he formulated the halacha, because he said it's not considered kibush yachid only because of ein kinyan,
But in fact, if it was Yesh Kinyan, there would be a complete removal of Kedushas Haaretz. It would be considered Kibush Yachid. Okay? And the question, of course, is, where did the Rambam get that from? Where do you see that Nachri renders it Chutz Laretz? And moreover, you have the Kashas from the Gemara in Gittin that he already mentioned. The two Kashas. Yeah. Okay. So now he begins the answer. V'nira lomar dihine besugya de gittin daf mem zayin amar rabba afu bishen kinyil anachi beretzrel afki amide meiser shenemar le kili ha'aretz li kedushas aretz aval yesh kinyil anachi beretzrel lachbor bo boros sichin uma aros, which basically means, oh well, he'll explain. Pirish the Rava sover the hadein kinyil anachi beretzrel who rock lini kedushas aretz v'hafkas ha'mitzvos. Avale inyan mamona, yesh kinyan l'nachi b'eretz Yisrael. In other words, according to Rabbah, the guy has a complete kinyan mamon. It's his karka. He bought it. There's nothing lacking in that kinyan. The only thing is, the gzeres hakasav ki li ha'aretz tells you that his kinyan in the karka has no effects on Kedushas Haaretz. No effects on Kedushas Haaretz. No effects as far as the mitzvos atlius baretz. No effect at all. That's the gzeres hakasav. That the kinyan mamon has no effect. And since he has a complete kinyan mamon, he could do what he wants to the land. He could change the land, change the contour of the land, do what he wants. Ulechora nira de Rebbe Elazar sover lehepach. Dilinyan kedusha aretz yesh kinyan l'nachri. Uleinyan mamona ain't kinyan. So it seems, according to Rebbe Elazar, the opposite. Because he says, yesh kinyan lafkia, midei meiser, but and yet you can't be chofer boros sichin umaros. So now he says, aval kashal omar kain. Shehei kinyan mamon be'eret Yisrael chomor mehafkos kedushasa. He says, but it's very difficult to say that you're going to tell me that the kinyan mamon is more chomor in Eretz Yisrael, meaning Eretz Yisrael resists a real estate kinyan by a guy, and yet the same Maisa kinyan will somehow have an effect and be mafkia kedushas haaretz insofar as trumos and maestros. That is very difficult to understand. How do you understand that in a logical context? That somehow kinyane mamon, secular business kinyanim, are more chamor and don't allow the kinyan of a nachri to be chal, and yet somehow the same maisa kinyan has an effect on kedushas haaretz and mitzvos haaretz. I would add one thing, by the way. It was bothering me a little. Maybe I'm making a mountain of a molehill. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. But why didn't Reb Chaim ask our question? Because when we originally did the Gemara a few weeks ago, just quickly when we did it, we asked the Kasha a little bit differently. We asked the Kasha that if there's no kinyan vis-a-vis Mamonis, so how is there a kinyan insofar as Kedushas Haaretz, to affect Kedushas Haaretz? In other words, if it's not Chal in the business realm, how does it affect the Kedusha realm? I don't know if you guys remember, but that's the way we ask the kasha. But Reb Chaim doesn't ask it that way. He says, "Val kasha lo mikan ken shiyei kinyan mamma beretz Yisrael chamor mahafkas kedushasa." Yeah, I think Reb Chaim is, you know, he's hugging the ground, you know, hugging a tight logical line here. He doesn't want to say too much, and you know, when I say too much, I mean more than he needs to. In other words, because Reb Chaim is working on the, in line with the Gemara, that the Gemara already said, according to Rabbah, that Mammon and Kedusha are two different frameworks. Because you see, like, for instance, according to Rabbah, you could have a Kinyan Mammon, but Kili Haaretz tells you that it has no effect insofar as Kedusha. So Reb Chaim at this point doesn't want to commit himself too far, and he's simply saying, look, there are these two frameworks. So I don't know, maybe it's possible that you could have a Kinyan, the Maisa Kinyan should somehow affect Kedusha, but not affect Mammon. I mean, even though that's like difficult for us to understand, but since it's two different areas, so Reb Chaim just raises the question from the standpoint of how can you understand that in Kinyan Mammon it's going to be more chamar than it's afar as Kedushas Haaretz. In other words, even if I say it's possible, somehow possible, theoretically, that the Kinyan should work in one area, not the other, then logically it should work in the area of Mammon and should have no effect in the area of Kedusha, because the Kinyan of a guy is a Kinyan. He has a Kinyan. He has Kinyanim in the world. There are Dine Kinyanim by a guy. So it should naturally work in his framework in the area of Mammon. But to say that it doesn't work in Mammon and somehow his Maisa Kinyan still affects Kedusha, that's very odd. Kasha Lomar King. I think that's what he's saying. If I'm wrong, then in fact, if he really means to ask our question, so I'll live with that. That's good. All right, but I don't think it's in a ikar. I don't, you know, which way you learn it. Okay, let's go further. Elavadai nira de kachi plugsasam. Dirava sover dakrod chili aretz asi leur yelon de ain kinyan nachi baretz Yisrael lafkia kedushasa bein leinyan gufa karka. Ubein le'inyan aperas, ule'inyan mamona yesh kinyan le'nachri af le'inyan gufa karka k'mo lachbor barboras. In other words, Rabbah holds that there's a complete 100% bona fide kinyan mamon in the karka completely. And of course, that means that all the produce of that karka, he's the bailam 100%. He's the bailam 100% in the karka, he's the bailam 100% in its produce. But the Torah said, Kili Haaretz, to tell you that his kinyan has no effect or any relationship to its status insofar as Kedushas Haaretz L'mitzvos. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is not Mechulal al yedei kinyano. His kinyan is 100%, but it has no effect on Kedushas Haaretz. Okay, that's Rabbah. V'Reb Elazar Pollock V'sover Dele'inyan Gufakarka Ein Lenachri Ba Kinyan Af l'inyan mamona. Ukemo lachbor baboras. Umikol shekein linyan hafkos kedusha migufa karka. Ula inyan peros yeshul nachri ba kinyan afil hafkos kedushasa. Valkain shaper mamuat mikrod de gancha. Okay, so now this we have to understand. He's saying that what is Rebbe Elazar's position? That insofar as the Gufa Karka, he has no kinyan. Even kinyan mammon. Ukemo lachbor baboros. And certainly, of course, since he has no kinyan mammon, of course there's no afkaz kedusha from the Gufa Karka. But insofar as the peros, the nachri has a kinyan. And since and even for afkaz kedusha. I mean, what kind of idea is this? What kind of formulation is this? That he has no kinyan in the karka. I mean, what did the guy buy? I mean, didn't the guy buy the real estate? He's living on the land. Well, what happened here? He's not a sharecropper. He's not a chocher. He bought. So, to understand this point here in Reb Chaim, I think it's worthwhile to take a look at Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Vav. Perek Chav Gimel is talking about the whole issue, well, partly talking about the issue of being Makna Dovah Shelo Bali Olam. So the Rambam actually, yeah. So you take a look, Halacha Aleph. Makna Oda Maguf LePeirosav, Bein B'Mecher, Bein B'Matana, Bein B'Batana Shchiv Mira, Ve'Ein Zeh Makna Dovah Shelo Bali Olam. Sherei Haguf Motzui VeHikna LePeiros. Ketzad, Kigon Shemachar Anosan Sode LePeiroseha. Bein lizman kotzov, bein kol yemei chayav, shel mocher o shel okeach. V'u adin lemocher nosen ilan leperosav, or rochel legizasa, etc. Okay, b'chol, at the end of that halach of beis, b'chol memkaro o matanaso kayamin. So the Rambam tells you here that even though you're not allowed to be Makhtadav Shalom Bali Olam, right? Because there's no chayfetz extant, but you could sell a sodel of peirosav. You're not selling the peiros. You're selling the sodel lipeirosav. And take a look at Allah Chavav. Uma hefresh yesh bein ha-mocher karka lezman katzav. Uvein hamakno sel leperoseha, shehakona leperos eino yochol leshanos tsuras hakarka velo yivne velo yaharos. Okay, that's the case we want. We don't need the case of kona lezman katzav. You can learn that on your own. So what do you see? That when you purchase a field, leperos, you did purchase the field, but it's been limited to a certain kinyan tashmish insofar as the karka, namely Leperoseha. But the original Bailim didn't sell the Gufa Karka in order to change the Karka. You still have no rights to in any way change the contour of the land. You have to leave the land the way it is. There's the way it was sold to you. You have to leave it that way. You can't even The right says lo yiv lishanas tirus akarka lo yivne velo yaharas. But there is a kinyan in the karka leperoseha. I would tell you it's like an inferior kinyan, because your kinyan in the karka is only for its intended usage, because you can't actually make a change in the karka as it presently is sold to you. So the kinyan is chal in the karka, but it's chal in the karka insofar as tashmish, vis-a-vis tashmish. Tashmish a karka. That's the deal. So in regular business, in Hilchas Mechira, you could do that. And it's not considered davar shelo bo la'olam, because in fact, the kinyan is being chal in the karka. So, now come back to the Reb Chaim. What Reb Chaim is saying is, Dila inyan gufa karka ein lenachri ba kinyan afli inyan mamona ukimo lachbor ba boros. Meaning it's not a complete sale. It's not the 100% superior kinyan mamon bakarka. Ule inyan peros yeshl nachri ba kinyan afilo lafkos kedushasa. In other words, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you have a kin. In other words, of course, this is an automatic here. It's not about the deal. This is part of Dinei Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Elazar. That when a guy purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, it's karka leperoseha. It's a kinyan tashmish. A guy is precluded from a superior kinyan mamon in the karka of Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the kinyan karka leperoseha is a kinyan that is inferior, and that kinyan has no effect on its status. On the status insofar as Kedushas Haaretz, whatsoever. It's not Mechalel, the Gufa Karka. Because it's only a Kinyan Tashmish, a Kinyan Leperosel. Okay? Or to put it another way, a Kinyan Karka means the Kinyan Karka is secondary because the primary is on the Peros. So a secondary Kinyan Karka is not a contradiction, according to Rebbe Lazar, to Kili Haaretz. But if you had a superior kinyan, then that would be a contradiction to Kili Haaretz. See, he says, V'ule inyan peros yeshle nachri ba kinyan. Afilu lahafkas kedushasa, because in that, insofar as the peros are a primary. So insofar as the peros, that is the superior kinyan. That's the primary kinyan. So insofar as the peros, so there where you have a superior kinyan, the Torah says, "De gancha velo dagan nachri." The fact that there's a superior kinyan sets up the possibility that it could be
nismayet. There could be a miyut.
Yeah, well, let's see. You see like this. Yeah, right. Upluxus rabba v'reba lazer hi baha.
See, now Reb Chaim wants to sharpen it.
De rabba machalek ben kedusha lemamona. V'guf upeiro shavenhen.
Meaning, what does Rabba hold?
Rabba holds...
What does he mean, guf upeiro shavenhen?
He means... They both have 100% a kinyan. The guy is a kinyan gamor.
He has a kinyan in the karka 100% medine mamadis. It's karka la karka.
It's the classic real estate transaction.
And therefore, of course, the peros are 100% his.
But he holds that even a superior kinyan mamon has no effect on kedusha lemitzvos because of kili haaretz. There's a divide. The Torah said the guy can have 100% of kinyan mamon, but that has no effect on the status of Eretz Yisrael whatsoever. That's what he means. He's mechalek ben kedusha lemamona. Those are two different worlds. And the king in Mammon does not effectuate anything in the world of Kedusha.
And Guf and Peros are exactly equivalent, meaning they're both 100% owned by the guy. He has 100% bilus, primary bilus.
V'Rebbe Lazar mechalek ben Guf leperos u'Kedusha u'Mamona shavenhein.
What does he hold?
He holds that, let me give you definitively, where's the pivotal point in Machlokas? He holds that wherever you would have a Kenyan Gomor, so then there will be a Hafka of Kedusha.
Wherever you would have a Kenyan Mammon, a complete Kenyan Mammon, in fact, it's Mafkia the Kedusha Lagamre.
In other words, a Kenyan Gomor and Kedusha Sa'aretz are a contradiction. It can't be both.
But, in fact, what does Rebbe Lazar hold?
But Rebbe Lazar holds there is no Kenyan Gomor in the Karka.
It's Karka Leperoseha.
It's a secondary Kenyan. It's an inferior Kenyan vis-a-vis the Karka.
That's what he means. He's Machalek Ben Guf Leperos.
The Guf is secondary, is inferior.
Whereas it's as far as the Peros, he has a Kenyan Gomor.
U'Kedusha Mamona Shavenhein.
Meaning, where Kedusha Mamona Shaven, meaning if the Mamon is a real Kenyan Mamon, 100% bona fide Kenyan Mamon, then the Kedusha is a contradiction. If it's not, then it's not.
That's what Reb Chaim means.
In other words, the basic machlokas is regarding Kedusha Sa'aretz. The real Kedusha Sa'aretz. Does a Kenyan guy, is that a contradiction with Kedusha Sa'aretz?
Rabba says no.
He says it's not a contradiction.
The guy could have 100% Kenyan in the Karka,
and Eretz Yisrael remains unaffected. It's Kedushas Haaretz.
And Rebbe Elazar says, no.
Wherever you have a Kenyan Gomor, then by definition, the Kedushas Haaretz is gone. It's a Tartis Asri.
But in actuality, Reb Elazar, nobody holds, as Reb Chaim is going to explain in a moment, but let me just say it now, nobody in fact holds a position such that there's 100% kinyan mamon in the karka and there's complete hafkas kedushas haaretz. Because Rabba doesn't hold that way, because even though he holds there is 100% kinyan, he holds kiliya aretz tells you it has no effect on kedusha. It's not a contradiction. Both could be true. And Reb Elazar, who would hold that way, but in fact holds there is no kinyan gomor in the land. So therefore, the kedusha aretz remains. But when you have, according to Reb Elazar, a kinyan, the guy makes a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, it's a kinyan karka leperosel. So it's a kinyan tashmish. And therefore, the effect, it's true it results because he made a kinyan in the karka, but it's a secondary kinyan. So it only affects, in practice, it only affects the Dine Peros. But the Kedusha Sa'aretz remains 100% intact. Because the Kinyan in the Karka is a secondary one. And that's not a contradiction to Kili Aretz. But insofar as the Peros, the Peros, therefore the Torah said, no, Dagancha and not Daganachri. Let's see. He says, Ulefiza hare nichla das harambam hodem avur basugya dibalacha me'anachri kodem avar shlish chayeves petrumos of maestros afle rebelazit the sphere le'yesh kinyan. Right? That when you bought it from the Nachri. So even though he holds yesh kinyan, right? There is a kinyan lafkia. V'lo amrid in da'aretz atzma hufka mikdushasa yidei kinyan anachri. Even according to Reb Elazar, we don't say that the aretz itself, there's a hafka of its kedusha through the kinyan anachri. Why? The cave of the afila Reb Elazar ein la anachri kinyan gomor v'cholot hamoil le'inyan gufa karka. You see, there it is. That there's, because even according to Reb Elazar, the Nachri does not have a complete, absolute kinyan in the Gufa Karka. Uki Chazina, Deido, Yachal Achbor Barbaros. Al Kame Mela, the Lo Moel, Kinyan Kihai Lafkia, Kedusaretz. See, there it is. The Lo Moel Kinyan Kihai. That kind of a kinyan. That secondary inferior kinyan will not be a tarta sasri kedusha saaretz. Dila hafkia ikar hakarka mikedushasa hare pshita debin laze kinyan gomor hamoil gam leinyan gufa karka. Vekevan dezel lesa afla Reb Elazar. And since that's not true, that doesn't exist, even according to Reb Elazar, Al kein memela da aretz nesheres b'dushasa. Aval ein hachanami, dim ach haya kinyan hanachri ber Yisrael, kinyan gomor v'cholot. See? An absolute primary kinyan. Hayamol zos gam lafkias aretz gam me'ikr k'dushasa. Ula shvuye k'chutz l'aretz. The rock, the kush to the milsa, the bezel l'chuli alma, ein kinyan l'nachri b'eretz Yisrael. U kamosha kasavnu, nicho anira. Okay? So, even though that would be Reb Elazar's a theoretical possibility, that if it were a kinyan gomor v'cholot, if it was 100% the primary, it would be mafkia, the Kedusha Sa'aretz, completely. They're a tarta sasri, which he'll explain later. He's not trying to explain why that is. He's just saying it is. But it would be. But in fact, Rebbe Lazar doesn't hold that way. He holds the guy only has a secondary kinyan, a kinyan tashmish, a kinyan inferior, not gomer v'cholot, in the karka. So therefore, it's not a contradiction to Kedushas Haaretz. The only place it effectuates is insofar as the status of the peros. Because in the peros, he has 100% bilus. And therefore, the Torah says, digancha. Yeah, Rabba uses Kiliya Aretz because he has to show you, he wants to show you that the Torah is saying that a Kenyan Gomer in the Karka doesn't affect Kedushas Aretz. That's Kiliya Aretz. But he uses the Rebbe Lazar uses the Gancha. Because he wants to show you that it's effect in the in and also what the other pasuk what's right and the other pasuk is right Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha. Again, like you said, in other words, it's on the it's insofar as the peros. Yeah, the pasuk brought down Hashem Aretz Umeloa. Yeah, that's also like that's insofar as regular kinyonim. Regular dealings. That's like you also use Hashem Aretz Umeloa, also by brachos, by eating foods. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let's just see. Let's just see how we. Right? Any other? Again, just according to Rebbe Lazar, what Reb Chaim is saying is that his kinyan in the karka is of a secondary nature. But in fact, it is that kinyan that gives him the primary kinyan in the peros. It's not just, he doesn't just have a kinyan in the peros. No, in fact, he has a kinyan in the land, as we explained. That's what it means, a kinyan karka le perosa. It's not a davar shelo bali olam. Except it's a kinyan in the karka le tashmisha karka, and the produce of the karka. But it is the result of his kinyan in the karka that results in his 100% bilus in its peros. Without the kinyan in the karka, there would be no kinyan. Okay.
Sorry.
Look, I'm out in the area. We're going back to the Chocher case. What is the let's say you learn like Rebbe Lazar. So the guy has a kinyan leperosel. So he has a kinyan in the karka, which is important, as Reb Chaim made the point before. That stuff in the Gemara holds that. But now they're just asking, David's asking, well, so what exactly is the Jew being chocher? But he's being chocher, in other words, the guy has a kinyan a karka le peroseha, and now he's giving the Jew rights in tashmish a karka. So that means any peros that will come into existence will belong to the Jew. But the guy still has his kinyan in the karka le peroseha. He's just making a specific deal for this person to utilize his sada. Okay. All right, a little tangent there. But it was worthwhile. Okay, let's go back to now. Now let's see. Now that Reb Chaim has explained this Gemara, now I just want to point out that you understand, of course, that Reb Chaim, by the force of those kashas, and not just because of the Rambam, but the Gemara itself. In other words, how do you understand that kasha of how could you make sense of Rebbe Lazar's position? In other words, that's why Reb Chaim is learning the Gemara this way, by the force of that kasha alone. In other words, even without the Rambam, you should be very troubled by Rebbe Lazar's position. Rabbah is perfect, but Rebbe Lazar is the looks like the impossible one. That it looks like there's no kinyan mamon, and yet there's a kinyan to effectuate kedusha. That's the one that has to trouble you. And that's why Reb Chaim says you have to learn the Gemara this way. This is the correct interpretation of the Gemara. And it actually fits in beautifully into an already existing category in Hilchas Mechira. Namely, Mocher Sada, Mocher Karka, Leperoseha. So now Reb Chaim says, let me just pick up just to get the flow again. Right, that's Kushta Milsa means nobody actually holds that way. Not Rabbah, of course, and not even Rebbe Lazar. Because he holds the Nachri does not have a Kinyan Gomor v'cholot in the karka. Ula didon de kaimalon keraba. Ula didon de kaimalon keraba de gamlinyan of course peros gamkin ain kinilinach birdsrel. Vichad dina lahu. La peros for etzem haoretz. So you got to remember what Reb Chaim means by that. That since we hold, like Rabbah, so what does Rabbah hold? Rabbah holds the guy has 100% a Kenyan Gomor, a Kenyan Mammon Gomor, in the land and in the Peros. Right? Chadina hu la Peros v'etzamar. It's meaning, and what's the Chadina? That the Kenyan Gomor of a Nachri does not effectuate anything in the framework of Kedushas Haaretz. Nothing. The Chole Inyan Hafkas Kedusha Ein Kinyan L'Nachri B'Yisrael Mikra D'Chiliya Haaretz. It's simply completely unaffected by the Kinyan Gomor of a Nachri. That's Chiliya Haaretz. Al Kain Zehu the Kailinhu a Rambam biyachad. Hafkos etzem kedushas haaretz. Vahafkos haperos mitrumos amaisros. That's why the Rambam puts these two things together. Vitalinu bedina de ain kinyalinachi beret Israel. Kaven de Zehu ikar hatam bishneim. Meaning it's one underlying essential idea that underlies this whole halacha, that there's no hafkas kedushas haaretz, and there's no effect on the peros, because we hold ein kinyan l'nachri lahafkia, meaning that even a kinyan gamor has no effect in the area of kedusha. That's why the Rambam put it together, because they're one idea. So in other words, what Reb Chaim is saying here is that the original diuk, the original implication in reading the Rambam is not correct. Don't conclude from the Rambam the fact that he said that since we hold Ain kinyan l'nachri, and therefore, if you buy it back, it's not a kibush yachid. Don't make the implication that if you hold yesh kinyan, that as a result, there would be a complete hafkas kedushas haaretz, which goes against the Gemaras in Gittin, the case of the Hevi Ashlish. and the fact that you need admoscha, right, and the gancha, right, that implication is not true. The Rambam is simply telling you that if you hold Ein Kinyan, this is the underlying cause. They go together. But the implication wouldn't be true because the Manda Amar holds Yesh Kinyan, in fact holds that the Kinyan in the Karka is of a different ilk. It's a Kinyan Garua. So you can't derive from the Rambam what Rebbe Eliezer, what Rebbe Elazar would hold. That you can't do. So you can't make an implication. All you could see is a theoretical idea. That you can get an implication. That's true. According to the Rambam, you see the possibility theoretically that if there were a complete Kinyan, that it would be Mafkia Kedushas Aretz. But in fact, nobody holds that way. So that's why the Gemaras are not contradictory insofar as the Rambam's concerned. The Rambam would learn the Gemaras perfectly, just like Reb Chaim explained them. But of course, the theoretical position does exist within the world of Rebbe Elazar. He just in practice doesn't hold that way. But all the Rambam is doing, the Rambam only had one job, to show you the concept of Ein Kinyan L'Nachri, because that's the way we paskin. And Ein Kinyan L'Nachri has one underlying idea, that a Kinyan, Gomor, in Eretz Yisrael, has no effect, is not a tart to the sasri to Kedusha, because of the Gzeres HaKasov of Kiliya Oretz. That's what the Reb Chaim means, that the Rambam, that's why he was Kailinu a Rambam B'yachad. The Afkos Etzem and Afkos HaPeros, to show you that they're all one underlying idea caused by one underlying concept of Ein Kinyan L'Nachri. But don't make any implications until you study the Gemara. And you see exactly what the other Mandarma holds. Umeyata, Hare Nicha Gam Hodet Zrechina Lakroi, did the Goncha Vad Mascha Limute Shal Nachri Mitrumos of Maizros. Vitepiklon, the Ha'ina Nohaga, Sela Ba'aretz. Right? That was the Kasha. Why do you need these Miutim? Say it's simply not Eretz Yisrael. The cave of the Chuliyama lo mola kinyan rachu lafkia ikr din Eretz Yisrael mina the lamech shavak echutz laretz. Because the answer is, there's no mandama like that. There is no mandama hold such a thing. In fact, the rak lafkia mina kedushas la inyan trumas of ma'isros so bikurum echadoma al came a mele to have a din pitur b'fnei atzma. V'gam din hafkas kedusha sheyesh bazeh hu al yedei akzer sakasav deshel nachri potter. V'tzarech kroy lazeh. Right. In other words, now that you tell me according to Rebbe Elazar, you're telling me in fact, there is a kinyan gomor that results from the inferior Kenyan, namely insofar as the Peros. Now the question is, so what's the status? Is it Chayev and Trumas and Maestros or not? So there, that's exactly, you need a Pasuk to tell you, there it demands you. You can't know that Misvar, on the contrary. You might argue Kili Aretz. So there you need a pasuk to tell you that there is a patur, that the bailus of a nachri results in a patur insofar as trumos amaisros bikurim chadama. But because the kinyan in the karka had no effect on kedusha sa'aretz. So now the question is, when you have a kinyan in the karka leperoseha, and now you're telling me there is a kinyan gomor in the peros, so what's the status? So that's exactly Rabbi Elazar's shita, that it's mafkia mide meiser. Why? Oh, because of the miyat of the gancha and admascha. I was just wondering what, you know, Reb Chaim's wording here. Well, I like to think about it a little more, because he says like this. He says, the chayv and the chuli alma lo mo'ol ha-kinyan nochri la'afkiya ikr dinar tzrel mina v'lamech shva kechutz la'aretz. Okay, that we understand. V'rak la'afkiya mina kedushasa l'inyan trumas v'maitzer bikurim chadoma al kein memela to have a din pitur b'fnei atzma v'gam din hafkos kedusha sheyesh bazeh hu al yidei ha'gzeres ha'kosav d'shal nochri pater. What does he mean by those two expressions? Alkein b'meila d'avei din pitur b'fnei atzma v'gam din hafkos kedusha sheyesh bazeh hu al yidei ha'gzeres. You know what I mean? What are those two things? I think he means something there. Sounds like he's saying two things. There's a din pitur and also a din hafka. See, I'm pretty sure. See, the reason why he says v'gam din hafkos kedusha sheyesh bazeh is because that was the, remember, that's the whole, his whole proof when he brought in the case of the chocher, that it's a din hafka in the karka. He proved that. Because the Gemara there said the reason why it's the reason why the chocher is chayiv and meiser is exactly because we hold ein kinyan lenochri. But in fact, if we held yesh kinyan, there would be a patur because of the karka. Even though the peros, who do the peros belong to? Definitely to the Yisrael. See, I think that's what he's dealing with. He's not forgetting that point. By the way, I think I mentioned to you guys that in Rav Aaron Cutler, in his Sefer Mishnas Rebbe Aaron on Zroyim, he learned the Gemara pretty much set up the Gemara exactly the same way as Reb Chaim. The basic machlokas between Rabbah and Rebbe Elazar. I think the force of that kasha, how to understand Rebbe Elazar, makes it impossible almost to learn any other way.